Texas lottery director resigns over jackpot controversy. Ryan Mindel, the executive director of the Texas Lottery Commission, stepped down on Monday following growing criticism of the agency's leadership and scrutiny over two controversial lottery jackpots tied to alleged money laundering. Commission Chairman Robert Rivera of Arlington confirmed Mindel's resignation on Monday evening. Sergio Rey, the commission's chief financial officer, has been named acting deputy director in the interim. Rivera explained that the commission board will consider its selection process for a new executive director at its next open meeting, which is scheduled for April 29. Related: Attorney General to investigate alleged rigging of Texas lottery. Mindel departs after just 1 year. Mindel had served as executive director for just 1 year, taking up the position after longtime director Gary Grief stepped down amid scrutiny over the commission's practices and a disputed jackpot. That scrutiny only increased under Mindel's leadership, with lawmakers pressing him and other officials during multiple hearings in both the Texas Senate and House. Quote, "I've been extremely frustrated with the Lottery Commission and their lack of regulating and addressing a Texas lottery that has become absolutely corrupt." Matt Shaheen, state representative. Shaheen introduced legislation in the Texas House aiming to eliminate the lottery, though it remains uncertain whether the bill will advance this session. The Texas Lottery Commission is also undergoing a routine state review and could be dissolved by the end of August unless lawmakers take action. Concern centers on two jackpot wins. Widespread concern has centered on two controversial jackpots. One, a $95 million payout in April 2023, went to an overseas organization that purchased more than $25 million won tickets, allowing access to nearly every possible number combination, according to Governor Greg Abbott. Another jackpot, totaling $83.5 million and awarded in February, came from a ticket purchased at an Austin retailer with links to a courier service. In February, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton launched an investigation into the two, possibly unlawful, jackpots, which involved bulk purchases and third-party couriers. His investigation followed Abbott's directive for the Texas Rangers to look into the suspicious winnings. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick later called on the Rangers to widen their probe to include any and all matters linked to the Lottery Commission allowing lottery couriers to operate in Texas and any and all possible crimes internally or externally arising from the Lottery Commission's actions or failures to act. Lawmakers have been pushing for reforms. In February, the Texas Senate passed a bill that would prohibit courier services from selling lottery tickets in the state. Legislators raised concerns, including the possibility that minors were purchasing tickets through these services. Shaheen's companion bill is still awaiting a hearing in the House.